This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis, and a piece of good news. This is the Financial Times, which is the pink newspaper out of London that is not generous, never generous. It turns out Latin America rarely leads the world in economic policy, writes the FT. The region has struggled to grow since the last commodity boom. But it can teach the G7 a thing or two about fighting inflation. While central banks in the UK, US, and Europe remain on the back foot with high inflation in 2021, Latin America's central banks have flexed their inflation-busting muscles. Evan, this is amazing to discover. Brazil raised its rates beginning in March of 2021, a year before the Federal Reserve moved, and at that time we were told transitory. They didn't wait. This is true also in other central banks. I'm coming to this the first time. Is Latin America considered a place of hawkish central bankers? I remember in the 1990s, wasn't Latin America castigated because of its less than transparent money handling?
Well, John, it's certainly true that Latin America's central bankers have prioritized the fight against inflation, perhaps are remembering in many countries the hyperinflationary experiences of the 1970s and 1980s. And frankly, still we have rampant inflation in places like Argentina, now approaching 100%, and certainly in Venezuela, despite their reliance on the dollar. But in the region overall, well, you're correct that inflation in many countries has been gotten under control somewhat more than other parts of the world. Brazil, inflation is down below 10%, but at the expense of prevailing rates of interest on the order of 14%. In addition, although you have some commodity-based growth in many different Latin American countries, you still have some question of the lackluster nature of growth even while inflation is in control. It's important to recognize that Latin American economies still continue to be very fragile, oftentimes dependent on the dollar, and certainly Latin American currencies have fallen dramatically against the dollar, which creates their own set of problems. Latin America depends on access to Western and other financial systems for the capital that they need for their own development. And so there are deep-rooted problems that continue in Latin America, and certainly what happens in Europe and in China right now and elsewhere will continue to drive what happens in Latin America, both through access to financial markets and investments as well as through commodity prices. But absolutely right that at least, hats off to at least a number of Latin American central bankers who have at least helped get inflation down to reasonable levels.
A final note here, Professor, because we're going to turn to Mexico and Central America. Latin America is a terrific place for investment. Is that obvious to North America? The education, the birth rate, the resources, wonderful for investment. 30 seconds.
Latin America has the basics, a relatively educated workforce, infrastructure that is relatively good in certain places, developed markets in certain cities, although it continues to have problems with governance, continues to have problems with violence, continues to have problems with corruption. Just briefly also pointing out that although inflation numbers overall are down, when you take a look at the protests that occurred in Peru last March, in Panama in August, in Ecuador in June, inflation does continue to cause serious social problems, and at the same time, we have significant shifts to the left, which also are going to arrest investment. So Latin America is full of possibility, but it has yet to really undertake policies to make the best of those possibilities and attract Western investment.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.